What's up, everyone? Welcome to another side episode of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, we are going to get into week 17 of NFL picks. We are almost done with the NFL season. And last week I went 11-5 again, 2 weeks in a row. And the second time I have done that this year, have gone 11-5 in 2 straight weeks. Let's see if I can go 3 straight weeks of 11-5 or better. All right, let's see what happens. Last time I went 11-5, 2 weeks in a row, I went 5-8 the following week. So let's see how it goes with week 17. Enough of me rambling. Let's get into these picks, starting with the Browns going to play the Jets. The Browns, the red hot Browns, by the way, 10-5, and their playoff hopes are locked in at this point, especially with the Jets landing into town, a team that is beatable for them. Flacco, Joe Flacco, coming off the couch a few weeks back, maybe a month prior to, you know, starting for the Browns after the Browns losing their starting QB Deshaun Watson and trying to use their backups that didn't really work out. Now they got Joe Flacco going up against his former team, the Jets, who let him go because, of course, they were bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Now it's time for Flacco to get his revenge on his former team, even though I don't think that means much to him anyway, because he won a championship with the Baltimore Ravens. So I think it would have more weight if it was the Ravens that he could get a revenge on. Possibly it could be a possible playoff matchup that we might be looking forward to in the future. Who knows? So we'll see what happens. Flacco versus the quarterback that got the Ravens a Super Bowl championship, going up against Lamar Jackson, who's trying to get the Ravens another championship. So that'll make for an interesting playoff matchup. But hey, I got the Browns winning this one. They are 7.5-point favorite. I think this one is going to be a blowout. I agree with the spread. Up next, going to Saturday's games. Actually, we got a doubleheader. Actually, just one game on Saturday. The Lions on the road against the Cowboys. The Cowboys have been outstanding at home, but terrible on the road. The Lions, however, are a very good road team, but not that great at home. So who should I go with here? Well, the Cowboys are a 5-point favorite, and I'm not going to get cute here. I really like the Lions, but here's the problem. The Lions just clinched the division. I don't think they really have much to play for at this point, because I think they're a lock to win their division. I mean, they're already a lock to win their division, so it's really just about avoiding injury, right, and not overexerting themselves going into the playoffs. So they're guaranteed a home game for their first round playoff matchup. So I don't think the Lions have much to play for. The Cowboys, however, they have much. I think they're trying to go for that second seed. So I think the Cowboys will have to win out in order to do that. But I think the Cowboys win this game at home. I think they continue to stay hot at home, and they are a 5-point favorite. Up next, we got the Bills at home against the Patriots. Not going to ramble too long on this one, even though the Patriots got a very impressive win against the Broncos, and I'm going to talk about the Broncos later on. But the Bills, to me, getting hot at the right time. Now, yeah, they had a struggle win last week, but I'm not going to read too much into that. I still think the Bills are one of the hottest teams in the AFC, and this is the perfect time of the season to get hot going into the playoffs. I still think the Bills are the most dangerous team going into the playoffs, and I think they continue their winning streak against the Patriots. They are 13-point favorite. I think they win. Up next, we got Sunday's game, starting off with the Bears and the Falcons. The Bears coming off a lackluster, I wouldn't say lackluster. They had a good performance. It's been the same story with the Bears all year. They play well the whole game, and then the fourth quarter has been a nightmare for them. And it was the same thing with the Cardinals, but they were able to close it out because the Cardinals are just a really, really bad team. And so the Bears were able to finish them off. They have a tough defensive matchup against the Falcons, a Falcons team that is still trying to win the division. And I think the Bears squeak past the Falcons. All right. I think they squeaked past the Falcons because they are at home. Now, if they were in Atlanta, I would give Atlanta the edge. But Atlanta don't play well on the road. And the Bears defense has been cooking. I think the Falcons quarterback, Desmond Ridder, you know, is always susceptible to turnovers. He only has 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions on the year. So he's always prone to mistakes, which plays right into the Bears defense. This could be a defensively dominating game for the Chicago Bears. So I got the Bears winning this one. They're a 3-point favorite. Up next, we have the... Let's see what we have here. We have the Raiders going up against the Colts. And I made a mistake here earlier. I think the Patriots and the Bills are playing on Sunday. I kind of had them tied up with the Saturday game. But the Colts at home against a Raiders team coming off a huge victory on the road against the Chiefs. The Raiders are showing that they're not scared of anybody right now. The Colts limping back home after a beatdown last week. And I think that continues. I think the Raiders are going to ride high and try to get that last spot for the playoffs. And, man, I'm just very impressed with this team after the firing of McDaniels and with Pierce taking over. This team, it never ceased to amaze me over the last couple of weeks. They've been very impressive. I think they go on and beat the Colts on the road. The Colts are a 3.5-point favorite. Up next, we got the Rams on the road against the Giants. The Giants put up a fight against the Eagles, but they're just not a good team. The Rams looking like they are clicking on all cylinders. It's another dangerous team that NFC teams have to be careful about. I think the Rams go on and beat the Giants on the road. They are a 5-point favorite. The Eagles at home against the Cardinals, that's an easy one. I think the Eagles win that one, even though the Eagles have been struggle winning all year. I think the Eagles go on and win this one. The Buccaneers at home against the Saints. This is a big one, but the Saints have been playing like trash lately. The Bucs have been playing lights out. Baker Mayfield looks like he's revived. He looks like he's on a mission. And I think the Buccaneers win this one. They are a 2-point favorite. Up next, we got the 49ers on the road against the Commanders. The Niners looking to bounce back after a horrible loss at home. A horrible beatdown at home to the Baltimore Ravens. Now, many are saying that the 49ers purposely took their foot off the gas offensively and didn't show them everything and was playing more of a vanilla offense. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that at all. The Ravens came in there to play, and I don't want to hear all of this. This was supposed to be a huge matchup between these two teams, and for the 49ers to lay an egg like that on national TV, it's embarrassing. You want to make a statement going into the playoffs that you are the team to beat, and for them to come in half-hearted, playing half-hearted football, I'm not buying that whole thing. But the 49ers, 13-point favorite over the Commanders. I think they win. The Jaguars at home against the Panthers. The Jaguars got a good right game right here. I think they go on and win that game. They are a 6.5-point favorite. The Ravens at home against the Dolphins should be a good one, but I got the Ravens winning that one at home. Their defense is just too good, and their defense just are shutting down all of these high-powered offenses, and I think it happens again with the Dolphins. They are a 3-point favorite. Up next, last game of the 12 o'clock schedule, the Texans at home against the Titans. I think the Texans bounce back and beat a tough Titans team. Even though they're 5-10, the Titans have been a tough out all year. Up next, we got the Steelers on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. Steelers coming off a huge win last week, and the Seahawks coming off a huge win last week as well. This is going to be a huge matchup to determine both teams' playoff implications, and I think the Seahawks, because they're at home, I'm giving this the advantage to the home team. I got the Seahawks winning this one. They are 3.5-point favorite. The Broncos at home against the Chargers. I got the Broncos, even though Russell Wilson will not be starting in this game. I don't see any type of point in benching Russell Wilson at this point. You really believe to tell me that Russell can't beat the Chargers at home? I know they lost to the Patriots last week, but that was not all Russell Wilson's fault. I think Sean Payton needs to take some responsibility for the reason why the Broncos stunk it up last week. It wasn't because of Russell Wilson. And everybody, all this pointing the finger at Russ. Listen, Russ has had a decent season. Okay, I was one of those on this podcast to say that he was washed up, and he's not. Again, he's not the same player that he was in Seattle, but you still have to respect him as a veteran quarterback who's been in the league for a long time. And for Sean Payton to treat him like he's a little kid, to me, is an insult. And I just think that, you know, like I said, I always thought the Sean Payton sweepstakes was overrated. I felt like Sean Payton rode the success of a great quarterback, legendary quarterback for so many years, to disguise all of his bad coaching that he was doing. He only won one Super Bowl for a reason, because he's made some really bad decisions on the way to trying to be a successful coach and have successful seasons with the Saints. So everybody wants to sit here and give Sean Payton a pass all the time. I'm tired of it. He doesn't deserve a pass. He deserves a big failure for what he's doing with the Broncos. And I just hope they don't make the playoffs, honestly. The Broncos, 3.5-point favorite over the Chargers. And I think they go on and beat the Chargers. But if the Chargers beat them, I'll be laughing. I'll be laughing at Sean Payton so hard. Up next, we got the Chiefs at home against the Broncos. This should be an easy win for the Chiefs. But the Chiefs, they're another team that's been kind of struggling, man, and they're kind of in trouble. They need to really get their act together. They have to win this next game, or else they're going to put themselves in danger of not even making the playoffs if they're not careful. So I got the Chiefs winning this one. They're 7.5-point favorite. I think they win this one at home. And then last but not least, no Monday night games this week because of the New Year's, but we get Packers and Vikings. Vikings at home going up against the Packers. Both teams are fighting for that final playoff spot. I got the Vikings at home just because I feel like as much as of a year that Jordan Love is having, where he's been kind of up and down, he shows you some flashes of good things and he shows you a lot of flashes of bad things. One of those bad things is he can't win on the road. And I think that it comes down to him playing well on the road finally this season. He plays very well at home when he has the home fans behind him. But when he's on the road, man, he just forgets how to play, man. And if he could go on the road and beat this Vikings team that's vulnerable right now, that'll be impressive. But in the meantime, I got the Vikings just because they are at home. And the Vikings are a 1-point underdog in this one. So the odds makers think that the Packers can pull it off. Other than that, I am out of here. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. One more week left. And unfortunately, your boy lost in fantasy football this year. I finally got eliminated from the playoffs. Shout out to Cordero Jackson. And him and Andre will be playing and duking it out for the championship. So hopefully everybody put their starters in on time so we can get a good matchup to watch for the championship in my league. And maybe next time for me. Maybe next time for me. Again, I made it to the playoffs 2 years in a row. Made it to the championship last year. Made it to the semifinal this year. Maybe I'd win it next year. Who knows? But enough of that. I'm out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Oh, new episode dropping. We just recorded, me, Ian, and Spook. We were able to get behind the mic and record another episode. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things. So be on the lookout for that episode as well. With that being said, I'm out. Peace.